Rosh Hashanah, Parshas Mishpatim. Dot Yudei Torah in Manchester.
Morning, everyone. I'd like to speak today a bit about the mitzvah of Kiddush. What we've got a special mitzvah every week on Shabbos. First, I'd like to say a bit of light lomdus and then some nice halacha nicers. First of all, that mitzvah Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa. We learn it out from the apostle just last week. Said on Zochar Yisrael Shabbos Lekadshoi, and the Ramban learns it out from the word Lekadshoi that we're meant to be Mekadosh Shabbos, and the way to be Mekadosh Shabbos is by making Kiddush. Now, let's start with the famous read and question. Are you Yotze Yochiv Dereis of Kiddush when we daven in Friday night in Shul? We say Friday night in Shul by Chulu and davening Shemin Esra we mentioned about Shabbos. Are you Yotze Yochiv Dereis when we daven in Tefillah Friday night even before we make Kiddush and Ayayin? So there's a famous machlokes we've shown him about that. Tosfos in Nozi says that you are Yotze Yochiv Dereisa on already in davening. That Yotze Yochiv Dereisa of Kiddush and davening. Mashain King Tosfos Pesachim and Rashi Nozi says that the Chiv Dereisa you only Yotze on Alakos when you make Kiddush on wine on Friday, on wine by the meal. Now let's start like this. If Alakos is only Drabonon, that means Yotze Chiv Dereisa already in davening. What's the Nafka Minas that Yotze Chiv Dereisa already in davening? So one Nafka Minna, Prima Godin, says that if a person's got a suffer, whether they made Kiddush Friday night or not, they came home from Shul and you got no idea, did they make Kiddush, yes or no? If Yotze Chiv Dereisa in davening, that means the Chiv and to make Kiddush Halakos is only Chiv Drabonon. Therefore, it's Sofer Drabonon. We say Sofer Drabonon the Kula, you'll not need to go and make Kiddush again. Another Nafka Minna by saying that Yotze Chiv Dereisa of Kiddush in davening and to make Kiddush Halakos by the meal is only Drabonon is a katan shegia lechinuch, he's only got a chiyuv drabonon. If he's only got a chiyuv drabonon, then because a man's chiyuv is also only drabonon, if he's been yotze the deraisa in davening, therefore a katan will be able to, if a man has davened in shul and he's been yotze his deraisa already by davening in shul, so his chiyuv alakos is only drabonon. So there'd be no problem for a katan to go and be motzi a gadol on Kiddush Friday night. That's what the Mishabur brings down from the Prima Godin that he wants to say that because Yotze Chiv Dereisa in davening, a katan will be able to be motzi a gadol with Kiddush Friday night. The Mishabur straight away brings three problems on that din that a katan can be motzi a gadol. First of all, we hold that mitzvahs, by all mitzvahs dereisa, we hold mitzvah shrichas kavana. That you have to have kavana to be yotze a mitzvah. And by mitzvahs dereisa, we definitely paskenite that you have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Therefore, when a person's davening in shul Friday night, he's not thinking to be yotze his chi of kiddush. He's thinking that he's davening a mitzvah of tefillah. Therefore, because you're not mechavan in davening, therefore the Mishabura wants to say that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol because it will come back that he's got his chi of deraisa on Friday night in davening. That means the whole eitza was that yotze your deraisa already in davening, and therefore the chi of Alakos is only drabonon, and therefore katan will be able to be motzi a gadol. But if we hold mitzvah suchas kavana, so my chi of deraisa in davening has fallen out the window, and therefore he's left with the chi of deraisa of making kiddush alakos, and therefore katan will not be able to be motzi a gadol. Another reason why the Mishabur said it's not a good idea for a katan to go and be motzi a gadol is because I'm going to mention a bit more about it in a moment, that the Gemara in Pesachim learns out they've got chiyuv to mention Yisias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. We make it there, Shav, it says, Zochas Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi, and it said by Yisias Mitzrayim, Zochas Yom Tzitzchom Yetz Mitzrayim. So we make it there, Shav, Zochas Zochoy, that you have to mention Yisias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So now, on a normal Friday night, maybe Yom Tov, yeah, but a normal Friday night, we don't mention any mention of Yisias Mitzrayim in davening. So you can't. How can you say that in Yotzi Deraisa in davening, and therefore a cotton can be Motzi a Gadol? It's not true, because you're not Yotzi Deraisa in davening whatsoever, because you've not mentioned Yisias Mitzrayim. And therefore, when do we yet mention Yisias Mitzrayim? Only on Kiddush Friday night. We say in the Nusach HaKiddush, we say Zeicher Yisias Mitzrayim. Therefore, that's another reason why the Mishnah Berurah is not happy to say that Yotzi Chiyuv Deraisa in davening, and therefore cotton will be able to be Motzi a Gadol, because you've not mentioned Yisias Mitzrayim. Another reason why the Mishnah Berurah is not happy to say that a cotton can be motzi a gadol is because we're choishes for the poiskin that hold that you only yotzi chiyuv deraisa ala kois. Now, as we mentioned at the beginning, there's machlokes we showed him about it, Rashi and Tosas in Noz and in Pesachim, whether yotzi chiyuv deraisa in davening or not. There are definitely shittas that hold that you're not yotzi chiyuv deraisa in davening. So according to those shittas, you only yotzi Chiyuv Deraisa ala Kois. So according to those shittas, obviously a cotton who's only got a Chiyuv Drabanon, there's no way how he can be Motzi a Gadol that's got a Chiyuv Deraisa. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that nafgamina of a cotton being able to be Motzi a Gadol. But let's go now. The Mogen Avraham is happy to say that Yotze Chiyuv Deraisa in davening, and the Kiddush ala Kois is only a Drabanon. A few kashas on that we can ask. First of all, like we mentioned before, that mitzvah shrichas kavana. If you need kavana to be yotzer mitzvah, how can it be yotzer your deraisa in davening? You're not machaber for the mitzvah of kiddush. You're thinking about being yotzer mitzvah of tefillah. Another problem with being yotzer your chiyuv deraisa in davening is that there's an inyan on misasi. I'll say in very brief, not to get too complicated. Misasi is if he's thinking completely about another thing in total. So over here, when a person's davening, he's got kavana to be yotzer the mitzvah of tefillah. That's what he's doing. So if you're thinking about the mitzvah of tefillah when you're davening, to say that you're yotzer another mitzvah of kiddush, that's called misasi. I'm thinking about something completely different. So because that's called misasi, therefore it's not.
I'm thinking of shopping.
Hold on.
I'm thinking of shopping when I'm driving.
So therefore, because you're not thinking about Kiddush when you're davening, therefore that's a problem on the Mogen Avraham that you should be yotzi chiyuv deraisa of Kiddush when you're davening. Another problem on the Mogen Avraham that we mentioned is that you've got a chiyuv to mention Yisias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says in Pesachim, I've got a chiyuv to mention Yisias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So Obazoi, when a person davens Friday night, you don't mention any Yisias Mitzrayim. Therefore, it's very shver to say that you'll be yotzi chiyuv deraisa of Kiddush in davening Friday night. On that problem, the Bi'alocha wants to say, interesting zech, to get round this problem. Again, the problem is, how can a Mogen Avraham say that Yotzi Chiyuv Deraisa in davening Friday night, there's no mention of Yisias Mitzrayim? The Bi'alocha wants to say that you do mention Yisias Mitzrayim in Hashkivenu. We say there, mention Yisias Mitzrayim. Are you going to say that we need to be so makolele tefillah, and there's no smichas kolele tefillah? He wants to say that the Shomru, you can get around the problem that the Shomru, together with Shemoneh Esra, is yes considered smichas kolele tefillah. That's how he wants to get around the problem of mentioning Yisias Mitzrayim, that Hashkivenu, when we mention Yisias Mitzrayim in Hashkivenu, and the Shomu together with Kiddush, that's how you get around the problem of Smichas Golelit Tefillah. So just in a nutshell so far, I've mention that there's a machlokas rishonim whether yotzi siyas mitzrayim, whether yotzi chiyuv deraisa of kiddush in davening, and therefore the kiddush and hakoyis is only a drabbanon. Therefore, there's several problems with that. But will you be yotzi chiyuv deraisa of kiddush in davening? Yes or no? Now, the famous big problem on this is that if Yotze on these shittas, that Yotze Chiyuv Deraisa in davening and the Chiyuv Kiddush HaLakos is only a drabbanon, a person comes home from shul Friday night, a man goes to shul, so he's been Yotze Chiyuv Deraisa in davening. He comes home and he's making Kiddush for his wife, for his children. Now, they've not davened, most ladies don't go to shul Friday night, so they've got a Chiyuv Deraisa. So I forgot to mention a point earlier that the chiyuv of kiddush deraisa is for noshim also, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. We know that noshim are potter for a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. The gemara in brachas, just what we learned in daf yomi, says kol sheyeshtu b'shama yeshtu b'zocha, that because they're mechuyah the mitzvah loisa aseh, therefore they're mechuyah the mitzvah aseh as well. So they've got a chiyuv deraisa of kiddush Friday night, the same night men. So now you've got the obvious problem. A man comes home from shul Friday night. He's been yotza, his deraisa in shul. His chiyuv now alakois is only chiyuv drabbanon. His wife has got now chiyuv deraisa. How can a man who's got a chiyuv drabbanon be mochi a lady that's got a chiyuv deraisa?
Yeah. So it's a matter of arvos, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say that, Mr. Mankov. So obvious, maybe, possibility is that there's an inyan of alvos. Let's say by a regular mitzvah, if I've already been yotza by a lot of mitzvahs, so let's say lulav, I come over from shul, I've already been yotza mitzvahs lulav. Can I make a bracha on the tilas lulav for someone else who's not yet been yotza mitzvahs lulav, or shofar, loads of mitzvahs? Can someone who's already been yotza their mitzvah make that bracha and be mochi someone else? So the answer is that obviously you're all allowed to, because there's an inyan of alvos that every person has to take responsibility for every person of Klal Yisrael. Like I want to be mekayim a mitzvah, every single person of Klal Yisrael wants to be mekayim a mitzvah. Therefore, the inyan of alvos is I have to take responsibility for everyone else, and therefore I can't, even though I've already been yotzei a mitzvah, I can't be mochi someone else because of the inyan of alvos. Now, the obvious shaila is noshim bechlal alvos? So I'm being yotzei my chiyuv kiddush in shul Friday night, and I want to be mochi a ladies. Is this inyan of alvos and by ladies as well, or maybe it's only by men? So Dogma Vava wants to say that there are sort of lachatzoy and half yesh bechlan alvus. If a lady has already herself been yotza mitzvah, for her to be motzi another man, that nakuda we don't say alvus, that she can be yotza, be motzi another man. But for a man who's already been yotza, for him to be motzi another lady, that we do say that it is alvos. And therefore, according to Dogma Vava, there's no problem at all, even though you've been yotza, a man's been yotza, his deraisa in kiddush, and he's only got a chiyuv drabbanon, for him to be motzi his wife, he's got a chiyuv deraisa, because he holds that a lady does have an inyan of alvos, and therefore it's no problem. Just in this inyan of how can, I'll just say a couple other tirutzim, how can if a man has already been yotza, his deraisa in kiddush, how can he be yotza, and he's only got chiyuv drabbanon, how come yotza his wife has got chiyuv deraisa? Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to say a massive chiddush, that when you say good Shabbos, just saying the word good Shabbos to your wife, and that's already called being yotza deraisa. So you've got a very simple solution. Come over from shul, say to your wife good Shabbos, and your wife will say good Shabbos back to you, and therefore you've been yotza deraisa, both of you, and therefore you're good to go to be yotza your wife, because she's also a chiyuv drabbanon. Or another simple solution, obviously, also is that you're not mechaven in davening. Now, you've got, when you're davening in shul Friday night, have come on, I don't want to be yotza my mitzvah deraisa in kiddush, and therefore, when you come home, your chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa, and therefore there's no problem to be yotza your wife, because you're both deraisas. Just one more interesting teretz I saw on this kasha, that if you yotzi deraisa in Kiddush, how can it be motzi your wife? Shmir Shemesh Kolchosa wants to say that when a lady says the bracha of lehadlik ner shal Shabbos in lighting Shabbos candles, that's also considered that she's yotzi a mitzvah of Kiddush. Why that's a shaykhaz to Kiddush, I've got no idea, but the Meister, the Shmir Shemesh Kolchosa brings that down, that a lady can be yotzi a chiyuv deraisa by just saying the bracha of lehadlik ner shal Shabbos when she lights Shabbos candles. Let's move on now to another point. We know that you're allowed to make Kiddush already miboid yom. That means in the summer, it's very shchiach, that you, nacht is 11 o'clock. A lot of people done the first plague, second plague. So you make Kiddush at 8:30, 9 o'clock Friday night. Is there any problem with that? So obviously there's no problem, because the Gemara says in Brachos, we just learned in Dafyim, there's no problem to make Kiddush miboy joy. What is the reason why you're allowed to be, why Taki allowed to be Yitzah, why Taki allowed to say Kiddush already miboy joy? So the Magen Avraham brings an interesting svar. He says, the Chiyuv Tosefes Shabbos, of bringing in Shabbos early, is really only a drabanon. How's that going to help that Kiddush is a chiyuv deraisa? So he wants to say that a drabanon has got a koyach to be motzi deraisa. That means I can make Kiddush in a drabanon dikka time of Tosa Shabbos, and that can be yotzer my chiyuv deraisa of Kiddush. That's what the Magen Avraham wants to say the Hesber is. And I'll say the other reason, then I'll point out some interesting shaila, one or two interesting shailas and afkaminos. The other reason the Rambam says, he learns it out from the word Zochres Yom HaShabbos Tekadshoi, that Zochreyu, he learns from Zochreyu that it doesn't need to be Dafka Shabbos. Zochreyu can mean even a bit earlier. From the word Zochreyu, Bichnisosoi Hakdomosoi Ma'at, that you can already be Yotza, that's the reason why you can be Yotza Yochi of Kiddush Miboy Joim. So again, if you're a Magen Avraham, it's together of a Drabonon, be Moitzi Adaraisa. And according to the Rambam, it's stand. The words of Yom Shabbos Kadshoi, from that apostle we learn that you're allowed to do it already miboid yoim. Now, according to the Magen Avraham, that a drabonon can be yotzer deraisa, there should be no problem whatsoever for any cotton in the world to be yotzer gadol. Even though a cotton has got a chiyuv drabonon, and a god has got a chiyuv deraisa, but a drabonon can go and be yotzer deraisa. There should be no problem with that whatsoever. And we know that a cotton cannot be yotzer deraisa. What is the reason why not, according to the Magen Avraham? So again, just to make the question clear, that according to Magen Avraham, he holds interesting lomdas how he can get away by making Kiddush miboid yoy. Now the whole inin of the Sefer Shabbos is only a drabonon, and the chiyuv Kiddush on Friday night is a deraisa. So he learns it together of a drabonon be motzi a deraisa. So the question is on that any cotton who's only got a chiyuv drabonon should have no problem being motzi a gadol that's got a chiyuv deraisa, because a cotton can be motzi a deraisa.
How does it work though, that drabonon?
That's always. So the Maisa, the Teretz, what I saw on that is that is a chiyuv chinuch on the cotton, a chiyuv on the father to be mechanech the cotton, or is it a chiyuv is it a cotton's own chiyuv? I think it was Menachas Chinuch that I saw it. He wants to say that the chiyuv is on the cotton, on the father to be mechanech the child. It's not a chiyuv on the cotton, therefore, a cotton cannot be motzi a gadol because it's not a chiyuv on a cotton bechlan. But a nafka mina on these two tamin is a very geshmaka nafka mina. What happens if a cotton? It's probably more shkiach in the sum actually. What happens if a cotton was a? So someone came by mitzvah on Shabbos. So he made kiddush early Friday night. Let's say in the mitzvah he made kiddush at 9 o'clock, and his birthday was on Shabbos. So he only came 13 by Nacht. And he made Kiddush at 9 o'clock Friday night when he wanted to make Kiddush. Does he have now a new chiyuv to make Kiddush again, either on Shabbos morning or later on when it comes Nacht? That means he made Kiddush when he was in a drabonon dikka mode. He wasn't yet bar mitzvah. His birthday was on Shabbos at Nacht. And he made Kiddush 2 hours before Nacht. Does he have now another chiyuv to make Kiddush when it comes Nacht? So according to Magen Avraham, that as Rabbanon can be Motzia Deraisa, you've already been Yotzi Yechir of Kiddush earlier, therefore you don't need to go and make Kiddush later on when you become a Gadol. Mashaykin, according to the other reason of the Rambam, that making Kiddush Mibod Yoim is a Deraisa, but we don't see from him that as Rabbanon can be Motzia Deraisa, if a Katan, if someone came to Mitzvah on Shabbos in the summer, let's say in the midsummer, after the 11 o'clock, and he made Kiddush when he wasn't yet the Mitzvah, Lechay, according to that, would have to make Kiddush again when it comes Nach to be Motzia Deraisa. If anyone's got what to say on it, I'm very happy, but that's what Lechay should come out. Just one other nice little light longer before we get into some halacha lemaisas. One of us, I'm sure it happens quite often sometimes, if a person for some reason didn't make Kiddush Friday night, either then the wife was having a baby, or they were not well, or they were for whatever reason, and then you have to make Kiddush the whole Shabbos, is that a gedder of Tashlomin? That, like by davening, if a person misses davening for whatever reason, as an inyan of Tashlomin, can make up the other tefillah. So who are then? If you don't make Kiddush Friday night, you've got Tashlomin the whole Shabbos to go and make up your Kiddush. That's one sad. That means we do know that you definitely make the Friday night Kiddush. If you didn't make it Friday night, you do make it the whole Shabbos. Is it a Gedav Tashlomi, like by davening? Or maybe no, that the Chilv, Lechatchila Dika time on making Kiddush, Taka was, by at the beginning of Shabbos. But Be'etzem, the Zaman of making Kiddush is the whole Shabbos. And therefore, even if a person did not make Kiddush Friday night, and he makes that Kiddush Shabbos later on Friday night or Shabbos day, it's not begedah tashlomin. That there's a man of making Kiddush is the whole time of Shabbos. The chatchila is beginning of Shabbos, but definitely b'di'eved or even better than b'di'eved, the time could be the whole Shabbos. What's enough?
In the morning, you don't say b'yichulu.
Yeah, whatever nusach you do say. So what's the nafkamina of this chakir? There's two pashta nafkaminas. First of all, what if a person was bemazed? He couldn't be bothered making Kiddush Friday night. Can he go and make Kiddush now, Shabbos day or not? If it's a get off tashlomin, there's no tashlomin by bemazed, and therefore you've lost it. It's too bad. Mash'ekin, if it's not the gedah tashlomin, it's a gedah of making Kiddush the whole Shabbos, therefore even if a person was bemazed on Friday night, there'll be no problem to go and make Kiddush, even if you're bemazed, because it's not a gedah tashlomin, the man of making Kiddush is the whole Shabbos. Another nafkamina is, what happens if a person was not a Baal Chiyuva at the beginning of Shabbos? Back to this scenario, one of the person left in the midsummer, that Nach is 11 o'clock, and he only came to Mitzvah on Shabbos when Nach is 11 o'clock. And then when they made Kiddush in his house at 9 o'clock, he made early Shabbos. So he's not a Baal Chiyuva at the beginning of Shabbos because he was a Katan then. Does he now have to go and make Kiddush? Does he go now and make Kiddush when he comes to Gadol on Shabbos day or not? If it's a gedah of tashlomin, there's no tashlomin when a person is not a Baal Chiyuva. So if he was not a Baal Chiyuva at the beginning of Shabbos, because he only came to mitzvah on Shabbos, when after 11 o'clock, he would not be able to make tashlomin, because he was not a Baal Chiyuva at the beginning of Shabbos. Masha'enkin, if it's a gedah of tashlomin, then there's no problem to go. Even if it was not a Baal Chiyuva at the beginning of Shabbos, then there'll be no problem for him to go and make Kiddush the rest of Shabbos. So just in a nutshell, there can be two interesting nafkaminas, two different scenarios. If a person becomes a Gadol on Shabbos, let's say it's probably more shkriach, more nafkaminas are more likely in the summer because Nacht is much later. If he came a Gadol, came 13 on Shabbos in the midsummer, when Nacht is 11 o'clock, and both if he did make Kiddush or he didn't make Kiddush, would he be able to make Kiddush the rest of Shabbos or not? As Tashlomin as a nafkamina, if he did not make Kiddush, can he still make Kiddush the rest of Shabbos? Maybe it's not a Baal Chiyuva, beginning of Shabbos, he won't be able to go and make Kiddush. But if it's not as Tashlomin, there will be no problem. And also, if he did make Kiddush, beginning of Shabbos, that may be for, if a Drabonon can be Motzia Deraisa, will also have a big relevance. Will he have to go and make Kiddush again at the Hemshach of Shabbos? So,
on the two separate mitzvahs though, Brian? Is it different those scots or the two separate mitzvahs?
Yeah, the person didn't make...
Depend on it, do they not depend on each other?
No, the person did not make Kiddush Friday night for whatever reason. I think you say the whole normal Nusach HaKiddush of Friday night, you say it on Shabbos day. Without going into the Arichas of the Gemara Pesachim to make it simple, the Menachas Chinuch wants to say that the Gemara learns it out from Havdalah. The Gemara says in Gemara Pesachim, if a person did not make Kiddush Friday night, you're allowed to make Kiddush the whole Shabbos. And the Gemara learns it out from Havdalah. Like by Havdalah, if a person did not make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, he's allowed to make Havdalah to Wednesday, who are did by Kiddush. Now what is by Havdalah? Is Havdalah making Havdalah to Wednesday also B'Toras Tashlumin, that the Ikar Zaman is really Motzei Shabbos, but if for whatever reason a person didn't, he's got Tashlumin. Or is the Ikar Zaman till Wednesday? That means L'chatchila there Masach on Motzei Shabbos, but the Ikar Zaman Havdalah is to Wednesday. And in that, there's a very simple nafkamina, except the Mezid of the Shogeg, another nafkamina, what comes in quite often. Why was the person was an Oinon, Motzei Shabbos, Anef? Why was the person was an Oinon on Motzei Shabbos? So you can't make Havdalah. Will he be able to go and make Havdalah now during the week? If Havdalah is Tashlumin, then you will not about Chiyuva on Motzei Shabbos. So Lechoi, you will not be able to go and make Havdalah the rest of the week. But if Havdalah is not Tashlumin, there's a man of Havdalah is to Wednesday, so even if a person was an Oinon on Motzei Shabbos, and then the Levi and the Kvor was on Sunday, he'll be able to go and make Havdalah the rest of the week. So Gemara does learn out Kiddush from Havdalah, that like Havdalah, you're allowed to make the whole week, so Kiddush also. So Lechoi will depend what the Gedder of Havdalah is. But the Menachas Chinuch wants to say that even if we paskan, well, I think we do, that Havdalah is not Tashlomit, the Zaman of Havdalah is to Wednesday morning. And even if a person was an Oinon, Achman Etzlan, on Motzei Shabbos, who'll be able to make Havdalah the whole week, he wants to say that that's only by Havdalah, what's the Drabbanon. Mash'ekin, Kiddush, what's the Daraisa, then the Zaman is the beginning of Shabbos, and the rest of Shabbos is only a Ged of Tashlomit. So the Nafkaminas, what I said earlier, will be relevant. Just to mention one more point on this, the Chasam Sofer wants to say a svar punk faket, a bit of a chassidish Torah, that he wants to say that even if we say by Havdalah it's a gedaf tashlumin, that there's a man is Motzei Shabbos, and making Havdalah to Wednesday is only tashlumin, he wants to say by Kiddush it's different. He wants to say that by Kiddush, the chatchila time of the beginning of Shabbos, he wants to say the more Shabbos goes in, as Shabbos goes along, you get more tesefer Shabbos, you get more uplifted by Shabbos Kodesh, and therefore the chiyuv gets greater and greater. So it's even a bigger zaman of Kiddush, the more time Shabbos goes in. A few minutes left. I just would like to maybe say a few simple halachas. It's probably possible by most people, but just what I saw. First of all, when is the time for making Kiddush? So the Shavuot says the chatchila time for making Kiddush is straight away when the person comes home Friday night. One of the persons, let's say in the midwinter, when Shabbos comes in 25 to 4, person's not hungry. Can he learn or chat or read and make Kiddush at 6:30 Friday night? Is there any problem with that? So Shabbos says, the person's not hungry, there's no problem, you can make Kiddush whatever you want. If he does say the person's got guests, then don't be a chassid of Yenis Cheshban and make Kiddush at 7 o'clock because you're not hungry if you've got guests. Just on this, I think they say Maisel, the Chofetz Chaim, when the Chofetz Chaim had guests Friday night, he didn't sing Shalom Aleichem because he didn't want to be Matriach, his guests. Now, there's Issa to go and eat and drink before Kiddush on Shabbos. Is that what you say? Yeah. Another simple halacha is there's an issa to go and eat and drink before Kiddush. Now, when is that issa chal? The issa of eating and drinking before Kiddush is chal. On Friday night, it's chal as soon as Shabbos comes in. And on Shabbos morning, it's chal after you finish Shechar. So you've got a chayvas Kiddush. Now, is that issa of not eating and drinking before Kiddush, is that applicable by a katan also? Young children, do they also need to not eat and drink before Kiddush? So obviously the answer is that they are allowed to. But just a small nekuda I saw. What's tackle the reason why you're not allowed? If there's an issa drabanon of not eating and drinking before Kiddush, if you go and give food to your child before Kiddush, is that not like a gedder of giving sort of an issa to your child? You're giving something that's better, some issa dicker food. You're giving it to your child to eat, because at this time, a piece of chocolate, let's say, whatever it is issa to eat. So you're giving your child what's issa to eat. So the obvious answer is, among Navon speaks it out, that it's not. Because when do we say you're not allowed to give to your child something that's asa? If there's issa nechefsa, a piece of trefa meat, or tether, something that's issa nechefsa, that you're not allowed to give to your child. But over here, it's not that this piece of chocolate, or whatever you're giving, or piece of meat, it's not there's an issa now. Just now, you're not, a man is not allowed to eat because he's not made kiddush. There's no inherent issa nechefsa, and therefore there's no problem to go and give it to the child to eat. Another interesting halacha that a...
Excuse me, this halacha you said before, that bar mitzvah depends exactly the time as he was born. That's where, who said that?
What do you mean, why? He only comes to God alone?
On if he is born at 10 o'clock in the morning, so he becomes a bar mitzvah only at 10 o'clock in the morning, not before that.
Let's say in the midsummer, if his birthday is on Shabbos and Nacht is 11 o'clock, he only comes 13, I think, and when Nacht is, not when Shabbos comes in. As far as I
know.
If he was born at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're talking about Mitzvah, so there's that one.
Don't go on this less.
Another simple halacha is that a kiddush cup needs to hold at least 2 aviyos, and you need to wash out the cup. It says in the Mishnah Berurah before everything, even a mechaber, every time you make kiddush, you meant to wash the kiddush cup inside and outside. And also that when you've got a very big kiddush cup, then also you're meant to always fill it till the top. Even if it holds more than a revias, you're meant to fill the kiddush cup till the top. And it says, another interesting halacha, you're meant to hold the kiddush cup in both hands, and then you're meant to give it over, just hold it in the right hand, and then you're allowed to put your left hand under it to support it. But a chatchili should only hold it in your right hand. And it says, apikabola, that you're meant to put all your fingers around the kiddush cup. You're meant to hold it in your palm and put your fingers around the kiddush cup. And also it said you're meant to lift a tefach above the table, your kiddush cup, in order that it should be visible to everyone. Another interesting halacha, it says that when you start making kiddush Friday night, you're meant to look at the candles by Vayehi'er Vayom HaShishi, and it's a scholar for to have big stats, I think. And the rest of kiddush, you're meant to look at the kiddush cup in order not to get distracted. Oh, another interesting halacha, are you meant to stand or sit by kiddush? So the Mechaber says, I meant to say Vayichulu, standing up, because it's Eidos on Bria Shemayim Va'aretz. So therefore, you're meant to stand by Vayichulu. But it's mashma from that the rest of Kiddush, the Mechaber holds, you're meant to sit down. The Ramah says that you're allowed to stand the whole Kiddush, but he says, V'yosa tov leishes, that it's better to sit down the whole of Kiddush. The Shavuot actually brings two interesting reasons why. First of all, that it's better, Kiddush, it's more Kiddush from Mokum Suda when a person is sitting down. It's more Mokum Suda because he eats sitting down. Therefore, it's Kiddush Mokum Suda is much more sitting down. And also, he says that in order to be Motzi other people, therefore, it's more of a kvias together to Motzi other people to do it sitting down. But there are a lot of people who do standing up. And my minigas and my father's minigas to do it standing up. I'm sure many people do. So I saw the Orcha Shulchan says, Api Kabbalah, and Arizal also said that the Api Kabbalah person should stand the whole of Kiddush. Hold on. Yeah, another interesting halacha is that if you if a person is yotzei a bracha from someone else by kiddush, you have to be very careful to answer amen. It's very shchiach that you forget to answer amen. It might say if you've been it's applicable by kiddush, but any mitzvah, if you're being yotzei mitzvah from someone else, in order for you to be yotzei mitzvah, you need to go and answer amen on Yana's bracha, and only then you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, one other quick halacha. You can be moitzi someone else. If I've been already been yotza my mitzvah of kiddush, then I can be moitzi someone else, even though I've already been yotza my mitzvah. Why? Because, like we said before, because kol yisrael arev in zeh lo zeh. Now, there's always two types of brachas. There's birchas ha-mitzvahs and there's birchas ha-nenin. Birchas ha-mitzvah says, let's say, shofar, lulav, all these types of mitzvahs. Then, I can be moitzi, even though I've been yotzer, because by birchas ha-mitzvahs, we say, kol yisrael arev in zeh lo zeh. But birchas ha-nenin, l'chaya, only if I myself have benefited. So, the brach of boyke ha-gofen by kiddush, what's l'chaya birchas ha-nenin, do we say on that also, that even though I've been yotzer my mitzvah, I can be moitzi someone else? Mishnah Berurah says that because boyke ha-gofen is a chelek of kiddush, we don't look at boyke ha-gofen as birchas ha-nenin, we look at it as part of birchas ha-mitzvahs, and therefore I can be moitzi someone else, even with boyke ha-gofen. I'd just like to take the last few minutes to say my grandfather Shloshim was last week. I'd just like to say one or two maises about him as an Ilo Neshama. First of all, was a maise, say one or two stories about his Gadlus Batoyim and one or two stories about his Anivas. Aaron Kotler once came to Gateshead many, many years ago, and he gave a shia in Gateshead Kolol, I think it was. And my grandfather asked him, mamash, like, ding ding, like, mamash sumzach. And then later on, my uncle went to America, and he met Rav Shneur Kotler there. And Rav Shneur Kotler said that Rav Aaron gave a shia, what's it called, in Gates of Kolol, and your father asked him, mamash sumzach. And apparently Rav Aaron Kotler said that he mamash gave him unbelievable derech eretz, my grandfather. He mamash asked in unbelievable. So my grandfather, that says, I never said that he only said that as rachmanos, because they're a bit mishpacha, pinas. But he only said it out, Rav Aaron only said it out, says, I never. But Rav Aaron to say that he mamash asked in some zach, and he answered in with the most biggest derech eretz, therefore you see his gadlus b'Torah. One other story of his gadlus b'Torah, that he once went to the Alter Klosenberger Rebbe to speak to him in learning. And he spoke to him in learning for an hour, and the Klosenberger Rebbe, Mamash was nispar of my grandfather. He had unbelievable nispailas. And then after an hour, my grandfather wanted to go, and the Klosenberger Rebbe didn't let him go. He kept my grandfather there for hours and hours, like speaking to him, all sugis in shaf. And then I think afterwards he said to his chassidim, I don't need all these chassidim with long beards. I just need one person, was Ken Lerner, that he knows kolater kula shas. This person was Ken Shas. Even I think at the time he was clean shaven and he had a short beard. This person was Ken, got a short jacket and clean shaven, knows more shas and knows more than all you people with your long beards. And he was Moedik and Nispar. Another quick story of his anivus that I heard this was said by the shiva of my great auntie Rebbe and Aaron Troy, that my grandfather used to go to Bournemouth every year in the summer holidays, and he got friendly with not such a heimish a person, call him Jack, and he came friendly and like they started schmoozing. My grandfather used to like learn on the promenade there, and this person used to come every year and start schmoozing, and he asked what's his name, he said Dov, and this person called himself Jack, and every year this person came back and they got friendly. How you doing, Dov? Yeah, very good. How you doing, Jack? Yeah, good. And he used to schmooze. That was that. Then about 10 years later, this person came about Shura and he went to Gateshead boarding school, and he saw a sign there that Rabbi Sternbuch is, he came to Gateshead boarding school and he saw my grandfather there, and he said, hey, hi Dov, how are you? He said, good, Baruch Hashem. He said, long time no see. He said, have you come to hear the shiur of Rabbi Sternbuch? Because there was a notice that Rabbi Sternbuch was giving a shiur to the boys of boarding school. So he said, yeah, I have. And then 5 minutes later, my grandfather got up to speak that he mamash made nothing of himself. And another quick mice of his anivas, someone said this by the shiva, he got an aliyah in Yeshiva Katana on Minchon Atanis, and he said, Yamoit Harav Dov Ben Osher. And he refused to go and get an aliyah. He stayed in his place till they said, Yamoit Dov Ben Osher. He didn't take any gadlus for himself whatsoever. Shabir made it's Yoshon him, and everyone should be much clear.
Amen.